This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. I know most Sunday mornings you're listening to WHYY, but maybe every once in a while you check out this talk show host who's a few stops up the radio dial.
Stop it. Stop it. Now, you know, I was going to talk about some of the guys that followed you from the Enquirer that I took under wing. But before I do that, let me drop this in. Where'd you learn to dress? I didn't hear you.
Speak.
Hello. Talk to me.
Sonny, talk to me. You're not getting credit for that.
That's Sonny Hill joking with sports TV personality and one-time mentee Stephen A. Smith. This year, Hill celebrates 50 years in broadcasting. He started as a radio analyst for the 76ers in the 60s. He was an NBA commentator for CBS TV in the 70s. Today, his weekly talk show on WIP is fondly called The Living Room, a place where he says adult conversations take shape. Hill played pro basketball in the Eastern Basketball League when black athletes like him were overlooked for white players in the early years of the NBA. I spoke with Hill about breaking barriers to reach this landmark year in broadcasting. I loved every moment I spent with this Philadelphia native, born in 1936.
You can't look at 1936 and say that you're going to be in broadcasting for 50 years. Because first off, only a few people had radios. TV was almost non-existent. And opportunities for people from my ethnic group were non-existent. My journey is not supposed to happen.
So born in 1936, that's when my mother was born.
There you go. 82 years old, going into 83.
And fit. You're super fit.
Yes. Well, that's a blessing. It's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
I come across people all the time, and you know, people start talking, well, you know, I'm this and that. I say, excuse me. I think I'm a little older than you. Oh, by now. I said, I'm 82. They said, what? I said, what water are you drinking? What's going on?
They want to know.
So you have to appreciate the fact that he's sending a message through me. And as long as I continue to deliver the message and the way that he wants, he continues to reward me. Right. He's not finished with me yet. Right. He'll let me know when.
And he is your God. As a young person, very athletic, mm-hmm. you could play anything pretty much.
Yeah.
There was no talk of going to college in the household.
You've heard that.
I read an article. But you used sports to do a lot of things. And you mm-hmm. went to college.
Yes.
And you became a basketball player.
Yes.
And you became a broadcaster.
Yeah.
For the 76ers? What did you do for the 76ers?
Started 76ers in 1969.
On the radio?
On radio.
You have a beautiful voice.
Well,
you know
you.
The sport.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, you'd be a great candidate, but I'm sure it wasn't.
No, not then. Not 1969.
No, it was not easy.
Because it's still racial. In fact, in the NBA at that time, I don't think they had five teams that had an analyst. And we probably had at that time maybe 12 to 14 teams in the league.
Well, how did you crack that open to get in as a broadcaster?
I think the way that I had conducted myself in everyday life and how I built a name and a reputation in this area through high school, through independent basketball, which was big back in the day. As I've said on my radio show, my grandmother raised me to be a person who could interact with people and respect people. And command respect on the other end by the way that you carried yourself. So all of that is a part of how you are able to get on this journey and to be on this journey for the many years that I've been here.
You are a broadcast pioneer, a groundbreaker, but you say that came at a price.
And the price is when you are a groundbreaker, you don't get all of the residuals that other people may get as they come in. When I was at CBS, I was conscious of the fact that I was not representing me, Sonny Hill. I was representing us as African Americans, as blacks, and at the time that I started in 72, as Negroes and coloreds. And I felt that I had a responsibility to send a message more to the people outside of our immediate involvement, and particularly maybe in the South, or people had a different perspective of how we carried ourselves as people outside of their ethnic group. So it was important for me to be able to present myself in a manner that would bridge the gap from a distance, but now they could see it up close. If you can look a certain way and you can speak a certain way, you capture them. And now we have all these people that are now in the business, particularly from a minority point of view, and they don't have to worry about it as much because it was a person like myself. I'm not the only one, but I was in the forefront of breaking down that barrier so that we could gain the kind of respect that we deservedly so.
Sonny, you have a way of not talking at your listeners in the living room, which is what you call your radio space. You have callers call in, and you're there to greet them and talk about any number of things. It can be sports. It can be Frank Sinatra. It can be the
This
Sonny
past week was Nat King Cole.
It was Nat King
birthday.
Cole. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It was a great conversation.
Yes.
And in fact, you said to me before you came today, you don't do interviews. You do conversations.
Yes. What I like to do every now and then, more now than then, is let me tell you a story. And that way we connect. Or let me tell you how much I respect you. You've probably called in on a number of occasions, and I've gotten to know you through that. Or you just a caller that's calling the first time. But I can feel what kind of human being you are. And then they go back telling people, I was in the living room, and Sonny treated me this way. It's a great feeling.
The legendary Sonny Hill of the Living Room on WIP. He celebrates 50 years in broadcasting this year. This is WHYY 90.9.